May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
I was confirmed in All Saints Episcopal Church, Vista, California, in October of 1983, when I was 23 years old. At the time, I was in graduate school in music in Los Angeles, and so I drove down each weekend to my parents' house. It was about a two-hour drive for the confirmation classes. I only really remember two things from those classes. Father Steve, the priest, taught us how to make the sign of the cross and when to do it in the service. And he asked us a question. Most of all, I remember this question. He asked us, "Do you think that Jesus knew everything about his mission from the very first? Or do you think that God continued to reveal it to him throughout his life?" It's an interesting and challenging and important question. And throughout the ages, different theologians and different traditions have answered it differently. Some have stressed Jesus' divinity and have said, of course, Jesus knew everything from the very beginning. Others have stressed his humanity and allowed for his own growth and development. Have you ever considered this question before? What do you think? I'm not actually asking you to answer now, except in your own minds. But the reason that I ask this question today is that your own answer to that question will have an impact on your interpretation of today's gospel passage. The story of the Syrophoenician woman and her daughter is found in a very similar form in Matthew's gospel as well. In Matthew's gospel, she is a Canaanite woman. And although we're going to focus on Mark's version of the story today, it's notable that in both stories, the woman is a complete outsider. A Gentile, considered unclean by the Jewish people. In both stories, she approaches Jesus against all cultural norms. At that time, a woman was not supposed to even converse with a man outside of her family in public. And a Gentile woman was not supposed to speak with a Jewish man at all, much less plead with him to heal her daughter. The woman ignored the customary boundaries and barriers. This unnamed woman had to be full of courage, and her courage was likely born of desperation. Her daughter was ill, and whatever had been done to help her had not helped. The illness remained. She has a demon, the mother said. In Jesus' time, that could have meant some sort of horrible physical illness, or mental or emotional illness, or actual spiritual peril. We do not know which. It really doesn't matter what it was. It was serious and life-altering. The woman had heard about Jesus. She came to him with faith and hope and an open heart. and she bowed down before him. What comes next in the story is very troubling to many people. In fact, many commentators say it's amazing that this story made it into the Gospels at all, because it portrays Jesus in a way that we're not used to seeing him being portrayed. How could Jesus respond to her call for help in such a manner? "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." Here is where that question I raised earlier comes in. If you think that Jesus knew everything from the beginning of his ministry, you might not agree with this interpretation, and that's okay. But I'm going to offer this other view today. Let's say that Jesus, being human and divine, did not know everything about his mission all at once. Let's say that God continued to reveal things to Jesus as he went along, that he grew and developed in his understanding of his mission. Let's say that this woman's heart was wide open to Jesus. And so when he responded to her with what sounded like an insult, she took his language and turned it around to make her point. "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." She was not asking to be fed first. She was simply asking to be fed. And she had the perseverance and faith to think that that would be so. This woman had faith that Jesus would reach out beyond the barriers of gender, race, and religion to embrace her request to heal her daughter. And that is what happened. Jesus honored her request. He respected her perseverance, her ability to articulate her faith. "For saying that, you may go," he told her. "The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Was Jesus intending to do this all along? Or was this woman, at this time, his teacher? Either way you look at it, this story marks a turning point in the Gospel of Mark. And the corresponding story marks a turning point in the Gospel of Matthew. Up to this point in both of the Gospels, Jesus had been focusing his ministry on the Jewish people, the children of Israel. But after this point, his focus was wider and wider. His ministry is for all people, Jewish and Gentile alike. The circle is big enough to include everyone. And Jesus just keeps making the circle bigger and bigger. And the next thing that Jesus does in the Gospel of Mark is take a tour through more Gentile territory. And then he heals another foreigner, another Gentile, another outsider, a man who is deaf and cannot speak clearly. Jesus keeps making the circle bigger and bigger. where do you see God at work in our world today? Where do you see God breaking through boundaries that humans have put in place? Where do you see God making the circle bigger?